And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering all of North Alabama. Man, we are covering down on some ground, is what I'm saying, across the northern part of our great state. I love living here, by the way. In case I hadn't said that, let me just take a brief aside. I love living in Alabama. I have been all over the world. I have lived in multiple states because of military parents. Let's see, where have I lived? I've lived in, aside from Alabama, I've lived in Mississippi, California, Kansas. Of course, I was, had my own times gone to be in places like Washington, D.C., Georgia, spent some time in North Carolina, golly bomb, just all over the place. But here's the end result. This is home. Love living here. America is great. Alabama is beautiful. It is just good. All right. Hey, listen, this show is here for the state of Alabama. We're going to cover down on issues. Sometimes we're going to hit the stuff that happens outside of our borders that deals with the national impact. Other times we're going to be dealing with it right here in our own backyard. But the bottom line you will get from this show is that we will endeavor at all times to do what I call the four E's. Ain't playing. This is it. Every single day, come on the air. The goal is that all the preparations, all the technology, all of the buttons that we have to push to make this show work, the guests that we line up, the information that we have processed, the papers that I go through every day and highlight and get ready for the show. The end result is we want to educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain those of you that listen, because y'all are the reason why we do this. We have the most amazing audience. I mean, God, I cannot imagine. I mean, I don't know how other shows get by just having airtime and hoping for the best. We literally go on the air every day and get response from you guys. We get calls. We have regular listeners who call in. We have some who call in for the first time. We give away T-shirts to see folks out there walking around wearing them. I mean, it's just so cool. That's why the show has grown. And I hope that we continue to meet mission with you, that we educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain every single day. So you know for a fact, you hear me say it, I know you know it, but ain't nothing wrong with saying Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful. No, by the way, life is worth living, and the liberals will not tell you any of those things. So that's why we exist, Right Side Radio. By the way, you can find out a lot more about stuff that we do, things that we say, things that we write. Rightsideradio.org is the website. Rightsideradio.org. And like right now, if you are interested at all, the show is actually live streamed on video now. So crazy thing is that people actually log in and watch the show as much as we, have people listening to the show. So that's happening. We also, by the way, podcast the show. So if you're not familiar, you can grab any section of the show that we've ever done through podcasting. So if you want to hear an interview twice, if you want to hear it for the first time, or send a copy to a friend, go to whatever form of podcasting you may choose, like, Apple, Podbean, Google, whatever the case may be. The show is segmented out in short pieces and uploaded, and today we're getting darn close to 71,000 downloads. 71,000 downloads of the show. That's just freaky, Boomer. I mean, 71.
That's a lot.
I mean, there's only like 1,500 and some odd episodes, but there's been 70-something thousand downloads.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything's going hot right now on there. It's awesome.
Okay.
I like seeing it, just those numbers rack up.
I'm digging it. All right. Well, we'll keep on putting it out there and let y'all have at it. Hey, we're going to be covering down some ground today with friends of mine. Becky Gerritsen's calling in about a half hour. You're going to want to hear that interview. Becky Gerritsen has been a conservative warrior for a while. She's been in the mix. I mean, back when I was just running for office back in 2010, she was leading one of the more well-known Tea Party groups here in the state of Alabama. So she was out there clinging to her Bibles and guns way before a lot of people were. But she was the head of the Wetumpka Tea Party. And the Wetumpka Tea Party got targeted by the IRS. And I don't know if you remember this or not, but Lois Lerner, remember that name, Lois Lerner? Oh, some of y'all just had a cringe moment when I said the name out loud. But Lois Lerner was the IRS bureaucrat who had overseen the department that had targeted the Wetumpka Tea Party, among other groups. As a result, my friend Becky wound up testifying before Congress. She's now in charge of the Alabama chapter of the Eagle Forum, which is a conservative group that's doing great things. But Becky's going to be on to talk about that, because this whole first section is on the notions that we're hearing that, oh, you know, don't worry. The IRS, I mean, just because they're going to have 87,000 new IRS agents doesn't mean they're going to make your life difficult. They only go after those who cheat on their taxes. No, they don't. I know multiple. I knew a guy, and luckily he came out fine. I know a guy who was the sweetest, kindest older gentleman I'd ever known, a retired pastor who in his retirement got audited by the IRS. He never could figure out why. And he had to go through the whole process and put it all together. I guess because he had lived in a parsonage, they questioned why he had certain expenses that he was able to deduct and others that he couldn't. And anyway, he came out fine. But you know what? Don't tell me that a guy who's on a limited income, that was him. He was on a fixed income by then, living off his pension, had spent a lifetime of service on a modest income, living in the church parsonage, and they targeted him for an audit. Or how about Stephen Moore? Stephen Moore, you've all heard of him, the economist and author, conservative pundit. He got targeted by the IRS. Spent multiple years working through it, only to have them finally go, oh, yeah, we're sorry. And they walked away after he'd spent tens of thousands of dollars on CPAs and attorneys. So, yeah, I got news. We should be concerned. We're keeping our eyes open on this. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot on this. Number one of the Triple Dipper, the Internal Revenue Service. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.